Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. One of my assignments a few years ago on the Freed Hardeman University Lectureship was a review of Dr. Richard M. Weaver's book, Ideas Have Consequences. For more than 50 years, Dr. Weaver's book has had a great impact on the academic world as well as on the religious community. In my lecture at Freed Hardeman, I mentioned several books that had quoted the expression, Ideas Have Consequences. For example, the late Dr. Francis Schaeffer's book, The Great Evangelical Disaster, affirms, Ideas have consequences in the way we live and act, both in our personal lives and in the culture as a whole. Dr. Schaeffer mentioned several ideas that have changed our nation in negative and destructive ways. I must be free to kill the child in my womb. I must be free even to kill the newborn child if I don't think he or she measures up to my standards of quality life. I must be free to desert my husband or wife and abandon my children. Pages 30 and 31. The Bible does not use the expression, ideas have consequences, but it teaches that truth in many passages. For example, the wise man Solomon wrote, Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 4:23. The Apostle Paul listed a number of attributes that Christians should cultivate. Truth, honesty, justice, purity, loveliness, virtue, and praise. He then admonished, think on these things. Philippians 4:8. The tense of the verb think demands that we keep on thinking about those things. How can we become honest, just, and pure if those great ideas do not dwell in our minds? In the Beatitudes, Jesus assured his followers, Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 5:8. The Lord urged his people to ask for the old paths and to walk in them. They had absolutely no interest walking in the old paths. The Israelites responded, We will not walk therein. The Lord also demanded that the Jews listen to the sound of the trumpet. When the watchmen warned them of grave dangers confronting the nation, they said, We will not listen. Jeremiah 6:16-17. God told them in very plain language what would happen to them because of their stubbornness and rebellion. Therefore hear, you nations, and know, O congregation, what will happen to them. Jeremiah 6:18. God wanted the nation surrounding Israel to be witnesses of what he was going to do to his own people. God announced the punishment he would send on Israel. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not listened to my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. Jeremiah 6:19. Did you notice that the evil God would bring on his people was the fruit of their thoughts? The English Standard Version renders the term the fruit of their devices. The New Revised Standard Version translates the expression the fruit of their schemes. The phrase the fruit of their thoughts shows how their thinking influenced their behavior. The Jews told the Lord they would not walk in the old paths. When he furnished them watchmen to sound the trumpet, they said they would not listen. They were arrogant and hard-hearted. So the evil God told the Jews he would bring on them was the natural fruit of their thoughts. Their thoughts had led them to refuse to listen to God's word. They paid no attention to the law, but rejected it. Even though we live more than 2,600 years this side of Jeremiah's prophecy, there is much we can learn from reading this great book. God has graciously given us his word to guide our moral and spiritual behavior. If we refuse to live by that word, it will condemn us in the last day. So I appeal to you today to read God's word and obey its precepts. The Bible and the Bible alone has the power to build us up and to give us an inheritance among them who are sanctified. Acts 20:32. Thank you and may God bless you.